another thing in that realm that there's a lot of sort of art oncology involved, and actually an area where right now when we do our patterns of care studies, where we ask both investigators in GI cancer and then just general oncologists in practice, this is one of the areas we see a big difference, which is sort of the concept of, quote, drug holidays. And what we see, actually, just only in the last year, I think because of the Optimox presentation last year, is a pretty strong tendency of the investigators to keep therapy going. So in a situation, for example, where we present a case of FOLFOX Bev, where the oxali gets stopped because of toxicity, the investigators are likely to keep Bev and 5-FU going, whereas in the community, you see more people stopping everything. How do you make that decision?
Talking with the patient. Telling the patient that they're doing fine, that we have three options. One option is to keep our regular schedule. One option is to space out the schedule to once a month or every 6 weeks. And another option is let's rescan you in 3 months. And what makes them comfortable? Sometimes they go home and think about it. If they can't make a decision and they're really perfectly well, I'm happy to go with the drug holiday or spacing them out, but I don't usually keep treating them every 2 weeks simply because I like to see them get involved in something else than coming to visit me.
What were your thoughts about the Optimox 2 study that suggested if you stop everything, you don't do as well?
It isn't that they don't do as well. They have a slightly shorter prognosis, but stepping back, you know, to 40,000 feet, our goal is palliative care here. Our goal is maintaining their quality of life and keeping them alive and functional as long as possible. For some patients, you can't stop. You shouldn't stop. For other patients, they need that stop. They want to take a cruise. They want to spend time sailing. They want to, whatever they want to do. I don't think it's black and white. I think the black and white issues come in adjuvant therapy because here the goal is cure. If the goal is cure, I'm going to hold them really to it. But if the goal is really keeping them functional and well, I think some flexibility is useful. My own bias is those large randomized trials don't take that into account. I suppose when you compare what a GI oncologist and a community oncologist would say, sometimes it's helpful also to ask what the patient would say and what the patient's wishes would be, assuming there isn't a major difference in outcome. So I like to make them part of the decision tree.